This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 378, and today we're going to be talking about getting more living out of your life. And this is going to be based on Psycho-Cybernetics. Psycho-Cybernetics was a book written, quite a while ago by Maxwell Maltz. He was a plastic surgeon, and there's been a revision to the book, but it's really, he takes a very different perspective on programming your mind. And basically, he says that your unconscious mind is like a guidance system. Whatever beliefs, whatever thoughts, whatever you have in there, you're going to manifest in your life so that those two things are in alignment. And if what you're getting in life and what you are receiving in life isn't what you want, you need to start to work to reprogram that guidance system. It's like autopilot, a guided missile, any of those type of things, even a thermostat, right? We set a thermostat at a certain temperature, the heat goes on or the heat goes off, the air conditioning, whatever it is. And that, so we have internal thermostats. We have internal guidance systems that have been slowly programmed through us from birth until even, depending on however old you are now. And the key with this psycho-cybernetics is being able to understand how to get in there and reprogram your mind. A lot of it has to do with mental rehearsal, what I call mental rehearsal, what a lot of other folks call visualization. But I'm going to go through some of these concepts of this book, and I would highly encourage you to pick it up. It's Psycho-Cybernetics. If you would like some coaching around it, contact me, because these things that Maxwell Maltz came up with is really, really important. And one of the things is, if we just read the book once and go, yeah, I got it, it's not going to be ingrained in our unconscious. And this is what's so powerful about coaching. A coach can help you revisit a thought, a process, a concept over and over and over again until it gets into your unconscious mind. All right. Having said that, one of the first things that is in the book, it's that experience is important. Human beings, us, always act and feel and perform in accordance to what they imagine to be true about themselves and their environment. So we think something about ourselves or our environment. We behave as is that true, and we get feedback to that. So this is the experience. If we want to change the experience, we need to change the internal part of it. And so experience is important. Experience is basically giving us feedback as to what we are believing about a certain situation or a certain person or a certain event. That experience is the mirror that is reflected back to us about what we imagine to be true. And so when we can start looking at experiences, when things aren't going our way, or when we get upset or any of those things, what is going inside of us? This is why experience is so, so important. You can change your self-image and success mechanisms. So Maxwell talks about your self-image really drives everything. Who do you think, who do you think you are as a person? Do you think you're successful? Do you think you're not? Do you think you're stupid? Do you think you're smart? Do you think you're articulate? Do you think you're beautiful? Do you think you're ugly? All of those things. We have this blueprint in our head on who we think we are. And it's based on our beliefs. It's based on our past experiences. It's based on everything. And we behave in accordance to those beliefs. And that is our part of our success mechanism. So to involve internalizing, changing your self-image and your success mechanism, your success success mechanism must have a goal. We all need a goal. If you don't have a goal, we tend to go, life is boring, life is this, life is that. You have to have a goal. It's essential. You've heard me talk about it over and over and over again. Then you have to focus on the end result, not the means. So you see yourself the weight that you want. You see yourself with the job you want. You see yourself with a person you want. You do not focus on how you get there. That's your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is going to drive you to that. You need to just focus on the end result. And then making mistakes is okay. Again, if you look at a guided missile, if you look at a plane that's on autopilot, it continually corrects and continues. It makes mistakes. It doesn't stay on a straight line. By making mistakes, it is your feedback to say, this isn't working, let me try something else. So you need to constantly be okay with making mistakes and make a lot of them so that you can fine-tune your behaviors, you can fine-tune your thinking, you can fine-tune your acts to get the results that you want. And then when you get those, right, is redirecting your errors until you're headed in the right direction. So we don't know if we're getting in the right direction unless we make some kind of a mistake, if you will. And then that says, oh, this is in the right direction, and then continue on. So then this whole success mechanism is about changing who you think you are, taking action based on that, and then correct and continue. The next thing he talks about is the importance of imagination. And this, again, can get back into your mental rehearsal. But the imagination sets the goal picture where then, you know, your automatic mechanism, which is your subconscious mind, takes over. You have to visualize and see what you would see, feel what you would feel, hear what you would hear when you accomplish that specific goal. It is critical to put that in your unconscious mind. And this is why daily repetition of visualizing, mentally rehearsing what you want to get is so, so essential. It has to happen. If you don't know how to do that, there are many hypnosis audios on YouTube that can help you work through it. But there are plenty of ways, but it is one of those things that it needs to be done every single day because in a sense, you got yourself to where you are by doing it every single day, but maybe not in a supportive way. Now you want to do it in a supportive way. The next thing is talking about using rational thinking and relaxation. When we can rationally believe or when we can think something, we will then be able to dissect it as far as its true nature. Rational thinking works for changing beliefs and behaviors. You really don't have to unbury every negative unconscious thought, but you can say, is this really true? Is this true now? Where did I pick this up? And you start to be inquisitive about your beliefs. Because again, right, we have the TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. What leads to the thoughts is the beliefs. And so if you're getting something that you don't want, and a good thing to see where you have a positive belief or a supportive belief and a dissupport or an empowering belief and a disempowering belief. When things come to you that when you do something and it's easy and it feels good, that is most likely based on an empowering belief. When you're struggling with something, when something is frustrating and it constantly, no matter when you do it, no matter how often you do it, you find it to be frustrating and difficult. That would be an indication that it's a disempowering belief, such as if you want a relationship, you get in a relationship and after 2 months it turns to crap and it keeps happening over and over again. You say, I just can't find somebody. I just can't find a relationship. I just can't do that. Most likely there's a disempowering belief behind it that causes you to sabotage that relationship. So this is where rational thinking and relaxing. It is impossible to get upset if your body is relaxed. What happens is we start to get tense and then that tension creates anxiety, creates anger, it creates nervousness. So the more that we can stay relaxed, the more that we can tap into our rational thinking, because when we become tight and upset, our rational thinking goes out the window. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten into many arguments and you said, I didn't know what I was saying at that time. I lost my mind, right? All those type of things, which is basically true. So the more that we can relax, the better off we're going to be able to tap into rational thinking. The next thing is making happy habits and having a successful view. Happiness is not something that is earned or deserved. Happiness is not a moral issue any more than the circulation of your blood is a moral issue. Happiness is simply a state of mind which our thinking is pleasant and good to good most of the time. So we want to get into a habit of being happy and finding those parts. And I will say that many people who are not happy throughout the day, they just don't recognize it. And when you can start to recognize when you're happy, when you're feeling glad about things, when you're feeling appreciation of things, this is going to create a different view of the world, right? If we always, and this is where neurons that fire together are wired together. If we constantly are looking for things, or if we constantly think we're unhappy, we're going to find reasons to support our unhappiness. When we can start to shift our filters and find reasons why we are happy, or even catch ourselves being happy, we will create a successful view on life. And so there's speaking of success, it could be an acronym that he uses, right? So success means, or the components of it is sense of direction. That's the S. The U is understanding. The C is courage. The next C is charity. The E is esteem. The next S is self-confidence. And the next S after that is self-acceptance. So when you look at the word success, it could be used as an acronym again of sense of direction, understanding, courage, charity, esteem, self-confidence, and self-acceptance. And there, he gets more into that in the book, and where this podcast is hosted on my blog, it goes into a little bit more details about that. Next thing he gets into is an emotional facelift. We have to be able to forgive. We have to be able to, not necessarily forget, but we have to be able to forgive so that the scars of any negative events that we perceive are negative can be healed. The more we can heal our past events or our negative events, the more we're going to change the filters to see things in a positive light. And we can look at these as emotional scars. If we carry resentment, if we truly don't forgive, and forgiving is for us, not saying that what the person did is okay, but when we can completely forgive and we can start to heal that emotional scar, that's going to change a belief. That's going to change a filter. And we're going to be able to really see and be able to demonstrate our true personality. Because if we have resentment within us, if we have anger within us, that really isn't truly who we are as humans. We are really loving creatures. But if we have all these emotional scars with us, it's going to be tough for people to really see our true personality. There's a concept that he talks about, self-tranquilizing. Now, it's not drugs, it's not alcohol, it's not any of those things. It's just being able to relax. Just when you're feeling uptight, how do you relax? Taking deep breaths, listening to some quiet music. But again, this gets back to that relaxation is important so we can start to critically think, and we don't have to lose our mind. So this concept of self-tranquilizing is about relaxing. And this is something that should be done every single day. Find some time every day, especially if you find yourself getting uptight. What is your relaxing mechanism? How can you do that? Finding the good in crisis and feelings. So this is, what are the learnings? Everything that comes to us, there is a learning of it. If we don't know the learning, and a learning is something that is positive and help us move forward. A learning is not, well, I'm never going to date those type of people again, or I'm never going to invest in that. That's not a learning. That's keeping you from doing something. Learnings are keeping you, or helping you move forward in life. So with everything, you know, this is that with every cloud, there's a silver lining. Well, this is true. This is true. We have to look at a crisis as just an event. It's just a situation. What's the learning from this? What is it that I'm projecting into this situation that is causing me to feel anger about it. Because again, as the Stoics talk about it, every situation is neutral. It's what we project into it. So if we know we're projecting into a situation, we can then find the good in that and help us improve our outlook and help us improve our feelings towards that. And then finally, he talks about better days, better life. And that is, you know, this is only one life. This is the only life we have. And if we go about complaining and finding fault in it, we're not going to have really good days. But when we can start to shift our outlook again, and this can be done, shifting our outlook can be done by relaxation, by mental rehearsal, by visualization, by affirmations. All of these things play a huge role in programming our unconscious mind, because again, our unconscious mind is part of the creator of our self-image, and we behave in life according to our self-image. We may not know what it is, but we can watch our behaviors, then we can know what our self-image is. And so, you know, better days, better life, meaning that, you know, take the days as they come, look for the good in it, and eventually these better days will add up to a better life. So that's it. There's some more highlights on the blog post. I would encourage you to go to where this podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Read through these notes on psychocybernetics and some of these programming parts. Take one action item and apply it for the week. Then take another one and apply it for the next week. And you will be amazed at how your life will turn around. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.